Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Cloudy with rain possible in your forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Coburg Council was unanimous Wednesday night in a motion by Mayor Lucas Cleveland that no plan or draft plan paid for by the taxpayers should encourage, endorse, or make it easier to commit acts of criminality under federal or provincial law in public parks or any public space. This comes after Cleveland raised concerns earlier this month that the draft parks master plan may endorse encampments or drug use in public parks. Cleveland says there are laws in place to address criminal activity, but also social programs to help those struggling.
The actual way we are going to deal with illegal activities in our parks is through the new, now passed Bill 6, Safer Municipalities and Community Act at the provincial government, and the fact that we've now seen the federal government with bail reforms. We know of multiple jails being built across province, including one in eastern Ontario by the provincial government. We're also aware that the provincial government is investing in campuses of care across the province.
Nine people signed up to address council. However, council declined to hear them, opting to debate the motion. Adam Bureau will stay on as chair of the Coburg Police Services Board after being asked to resign Tuesday when questioned by a fellow board member on disclosing information in a closed session vote on the hiring of new police chief Chris Leather. Board member Ron Kerr was not pleased that Bureau disclosed closed session confidential information and asked Bureau to step down. Bureau, in a statement Wednesday, says it was not his intention to reveal such information or undermine the integrity of the recruitment process. A Coburg man is facing charges following an alleged stabbing Tuesday night. Police claim two men were engaged in a verbal dispute at approximately 10:30 p.m. outside a residential building in the area of Cottesmore Avenue and King Street East. Police returned an hour later as one person was suffering from an apparent stab wound and the second person was suffering from minor injuries. Authorities say the accused approached the victim outside the building and a verbal dispute escalated into a physical altercation where the victim was stabbed. The knife used was recovered by police on the scene. Dylan Campbell was charged with aggravated assault, assault with a weapon, and he was held for a bail hearing. Coburn Legion is officially turning 100 next month. The milestone for Branch 187 was recognized Tuesday evening by Cramie Township Council. Deputy Mayor Sandra Arthur says the Legion has been a beacon of advocacy and support for military veterans.
A century of standing with our veterans, strengthening communities, and honoring the memory of those who served.
While the Coburn Legion opened in 1925, Parliament officially observed its creation a year later. In sports, a parade is being proposed in Campbellford to celebrate the achievements of a junior hockey player. Carson Campbell of the Kitchener Rangers won the Memorial Cup this season. He apparently is the first person from Campbellford to win the junior hockey title. Dave Dunk approached Trent Hills Council Tuesday seeking support for a short route parade proposed for August 6th.
What has never been done is one of our individuals has never won the Memorial Cup. And that's a pretty significant achievement for those of us in the room who follow hockey.
Dunk was asked to work with municipal officials on a special events application. It appears there is support from some council members to host a celebration. A final decision will be made at the July council meeting. And despite losing to Switzerland 2-1 yesterday, Team Canada has advanced to the knockout phase of the World Cup by finishing second in their group. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
If you're a local business looking to grow, this message is for you. Katz Media Port Hope is now Katz Marketing, a trusted local team with over 40 years of experience helping businesses stand out. Katz can handle everything from website design and Google Ads to commercial printing and large format trade show walls, banners, and outdoor signage. If you're serious about growing your business, now's the time. Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 to start the conversation. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Cloudy, slight chance of showers today, risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 20. Cloudy with a good chance of showers tonight, low 15. A mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers Friday, high 24. Sunny and 26 for Saturday. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.